Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Ayin. We are holding on daf Samach Tesem and Beis. We're at the very end of the page, two lines from the bottom of the page on daf Samach Tesem and Beis. First thing we're going to discuss today is what if you have a Jew who is not careful about znus and there's wine that's near that Jew and a group of non-Jews as well. Do you have to be choshish that since that Jew is not careful about znus, that they're not so careful about what happens to that wine and whether the wine becomes yayin esach? So do we assume the yayin in the vicinity is going to be usher as well or not? And we're going to distinguish between a male and a female. Then the Gemara, the large majority of the daf is going to be bringing story after story, a total of 11 different maises that happened of wine that was left either with or near a guy, and whether or not we're concerned for nesach in each of those 11 cases. That's going to be the large majority of the daf. And then toward the end of the daf, we're going to compare the concern that we have with leaving taharos near an ama aretz with the concern that we have with leaving yayin near an ovid kochavim, and which is a greater concern. Where are we more machmir? Are we more machmir by taros with an ama aretz or by yayin with an ovid kochavim? The Gemara is going to have machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if we're concerned about taros that were left on your side of a very small fence when the ama aretz has the property on the other side of that very small fence, and you can easily reach over the fence. It's going to be machlokas, Rav and Rav Yochanan. Do we have to be concerned that the Amaretz reached over and was mitameh your taharos? And the Gemara is going to try to bring three rayas. Who's correct in that machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So let's begin. Two lines from the bottom of the page. Samach Tesam Beis. Amar Rava, Zona Ovedes Kochavim Yisrael Mesuvin Etzla, Chamra Shari. If you have a Zona who's an Ovedes Kochavim, a non-Jewish Zona, but all of her clients, the people that are near her, are Jewish people, the wine is going to be mutter. Even though these Jewish people are obviously not behaving in the way that we would hope the Jews would behave, Nehidit Takavlu Yitzra Da Aveira, even though, granted, they're obviously, they have a terrible Yetzer Hara for Znus, we don't assume that the Yetzer Hara is going to be the same when it comes to Yayin Esach. So if she were interested in being Menasech, if this non-Jewish Zona were interested in being Menasech Yayin, we can assume that these Jewish people would not allow her to do so, because that's not where their Yetzer Hara lies. Zona Yisraelis, if it was a Jewish Zona, va'ovdei kochavim mesubin, and the men around her were ovdei kochavim, then chamra aser, then the wine is going to be aser. My time, or why is the wine aser? Hol vezila alayhu basrayu grira. Since she's degraded in their eyes, she'll allow them to do whatever they want, even though she may not have a yetzer hara for Yayin Nesach, but she's not someone who's in a position to object to any of their behaviors, to any of their activities, and if they're interested in doing Yayin Nesach and being Menasech V'Yayin, she's not going to be able to stop them, or not going to have the courage to try to stop them from being Menasech V'Yayin. The Rif does not quote this La'alacha. The first halacha of Rav of Zona Nachris and Jews around the Zona, he also leaves out. So the Chassam Sofer explains on Samach Tesam Beis and the Chidush Chassam Sofer that the first din the Rif doesn't quote, because Bizmanazeh, the Isra Stan Yena, was much more kal than it used to be. It's only Mishum B'no Sehem. Only Mishum B'no Sehem, they're chashed on the Yayin, and the Yayin is going to be Nasar. But the second din, which is Nisr Vadeh, is no Bizmanazeh as well. So why doesn't the Rif quote it? So he suggests, Chassam Sofer suggests, that the Ikr Chiddush of Rava, that the Yayin becomes Asr, is only after he said that the Zona Nachris, the Yayin is going to be Mutter, because they're not chashed on Yayin Nesach. So you might have thought that by Zona Yisraelis, the wine would also be Mutter, because she's not chashed on Yayin Nesach, so Rav is Mechadesh. Then no, she's Negrera Sachareim, and she's not going to stop them from touching the wine. But the Rif, who doesn't mention the din of a Zona Nachris at all, doesn't have to bring the din of a Zona Yisraelis. because it's pashut that the yayin is going to be asur. The only reason that one would have had a hava amina that the yayin would be mutter is because of the first halacha that's brought. So once you have an explanation why the Rif doesn't bring the first halacha, then of course he's not going to bring the second halacha. There's nothing that's added in the second halacha. Now the Gemara is going to bring, as we said, 11 stories of where a Jew had somehow left his wine in the proximity of or together with a non-Jew, and whether you have to worry about Yayin Nesach. So story number one. Who based it on the Yasubei Chamer de Yisrael? There was a bias where there was Jewish wine in the bias. All Ovid Chavim achtol l'dasha ba'apei v'avabizu b'dasha. Then an Ovid Chavim went into the bias where the wine was, closed the door, but there was a crack in the door. There was like a small window in the door where you could peek through the door. And you saw afterwards that the guy is sitting there amongst all the jugs of wine. Amarava called the Lahade Bizashari. If he's sitting within the place where you can see when you look through the crack, when you look through the window in the door, you'd be able to see the spot in the room where he is sitting near the wine, then that's going to be mutter, because he's going to be afraid to do anything with the wine. He knows that he could be caught. But the haigisa vahaigisa aser. But any wine that if he's sitting near wine that is not within your line of vision when you look through the crack, then it's going to be aser, because he knows that he can't be caught as long as the door is closed. So that in such a case, the wine is going to be aser. So that's maisa number one. The Rashba and the Meiri write that it's only if he closes the door in a way where a person can't open it from the outside that the wine is going to be aser. But whenever you have the ability to open the door from the outside, even if he closes the door, it has a din of being an open door, and the kadayayin that are neged the whole do not become aser. The Rashba and the Meiri write, if you know for sure that the door is locked, the wine is going to be aser. What if you have a suffek? You have a suffek whether he locked the door or not. So they say it's not going to be aser, because we then follow chazaka. The wine was becheskas mishtamer, so it's not going to be aser because of a suffek. Maybe it wasn't mishtamer. Maybe a nachri was considered to be alone with the wine. But if it was in a place where typically people do immediately lock a door as soon as they walk into a room, well, then it's no longer a suffek, then it's a rove, and we assume that he locked the door as well. But all of this is based on the idea that the Rashba and the Meiri are mechadesh, that closing a door is not the same as locking a door. When the Gemara talks about closing a door, it means dafka if the door was locked, but just having closed the door alone would not be considered that there's yichud with the Ovid Chav. Now remember, we discussed yesterday whether we connect the dinim of yichud with an isha to the dinim of yichud with an Ovid Chav with yayin, of an Ovid Chav with yayin, that this would be a significant nafkamina lahalacha. And there's a major machlok saposkim when it comes to yichud with a woman. Is closing a door without locking the door, is that considered to be yichud? So the way most of the poskim assume is if the door is closed, but when not locked, there's a reasonable concern that someone might walk in at any moment, because that's the protocol that people, even if they knock, they'll just knock and open the door. They're not going to wait to be allowed in. So then probably it would not be a violation of yichud with a woman. But if you're in a place where the protocol is you don't walk into a closed door, even if it's not locked, so then probably it would be a violation of yichud. Okay, the Gemara tells another story. Chamer de Yisrael, there was Jewish wine. Davi Yosef, wine belonged to a Jew. Davi Yosef Bebesa, that was in a house. Davi Dayer Yisrael, where a Jew lived on the top floor and a non-Jew lived on the bottom floor. So Shamu Kol Tigra Nafki, there was some sort of commotion going on outside, so everyone left the house to go see what was going on. You know, that's a natural human curiosity. You hear something going on, so it's the equivalent of like a rubbernecking, right? Everyone needs to know exactly what's happening, so everyone leaves the house. The assumption of the Metzius over here is that while there is a Jew in the upper story of the house, he can see what's going on downstairs. So the wine was downstairs. The Jew normally lives upstairs. The guy normally is downstairs. But now everyone left to go see what the tumult was all about.
The guy comes back into the house first and he closes the door and he locks the door. Rava says the wine is still mutter, because granted he's all alone with the wine and there's no Jew upstairs to see him and to see what he's doing. The guy doesn't know that there's no Jew upstairs. He doesn't know in exactly what order everyone came back into the house, and he thinks, just like I came into the house, maybe the Jew came before me and he's upstairs and he's watching my every move. So there's a reasonable mirtas, there's a concern that the non-Jew will be concerned that the Jew will catch him or will see what he's doing, and therefore you don't have to worry that he's being menasech liayin. There is a machlokas rishonim over here why it is that when the Jew lives in the aliyah, the wine is going to be mutter. The Ravid explains that there is some sort of window between the aliyah and the bayis that the Jew could see what's going on with the wine, and that was the way that it was set up. So he says it only l'chora helps during the day, but during the nighttime the wine would be usher for two reasons. First of all, he can't see in the dark, and second, because the guy assumes that the Jew is sleeping, so he's not going to worry about being caught in the dark. So that is the Ravid l'shitasa, meaning the Ravid, if you assume that that's the issue, that the Jew can see, so then it will turn out that when he can't see or he won't see, so then the wine is going to be usher. The Meiri says that whenever there's no mechitza between the bayis and the aliyah, it's becheskas mishtah. You don't need that the Jew is able to see from the aliyah. It's enough that he's able to go down into the house. And even at nighttime, the wine is not going to be asr, because they live in the same chatzar, and the nachri is going to be concerned that the Jew is just aware of his behavior. So it doesn't have to be that he actually sees, but just a general awareness of what's going on in the other floor of the house. That's enough. You have a similar discussion in Hilchos Yichud as well. Rav Moshe discusses when you have a window that opens into Rosh HaSarabim, so do you have to be able to see if people are alone in the house with a chalon that's pasuach, or a pesach pasuach l'Rosh HaSarabim, do they need to be directly in front of that pesach pasuach l'Rosh HaSarabim in order for it to be mutter? Or do we say no, even if they're not directly in front of it, but Rav Moshe writes, you have an idea of what's going on there, because you get a general sense of what's happening in the house, even if you can't necessarily see everybody that is directly in the house. So you have all of these similar discussions when it comes to the halachos of Yichud as well. Story number three: Hahu Ushpiza Davias Bechamra di Yisrael. There was an innkeeper that had Jewish wine there. Ishtakach Ovid Chavim Davias Beidani, and there was an Ovid Chavim was found amongst the jugs of wine. So Amar Rava im Nitvas Alav Kaganav Shari. Rava says if he's going to have no excuse as to why he's there, so then the wine is why he's touching the wine, why he's near the wine, then it's going to be mutter, because we assume that he's going to be afraid to touch the wine. But the ilo, but if he has a very good excuse what he's doing there, Aser, then we assume that it's Aser, it'll be Menasech Liayin, and he has an easy excuse as to why he's there. Rashi explains that Nitfas Lav Ganim means he's a Nachri Chalash, he's very weak, he's afraid of the Shofte Yair, he's afraid of being caught, so that's what it means, that he's not a person who's in a position of any prominence that can explain his actions. The Ritva writes in the name of the Ra'ah that even if he doesn't have fear of the Shofte Yair, but he's embarrassed if he's going to be caught, so then that people are going to think he's a ganav, that's also nitvas lav kaganav. It doesn't have to be that he's afraid of the legal repercussions of being caught here. He could just be afraid of the social repercussions of being caught here, that everyone's going to think that he's some sort of ganav. That's enough to create a problem. Story number four: Ahu Besa. First was online or Ahu Besa, about 50 lines in Ahu Besa Davi Yasa Bechamra. There was a house where there was wine there. Ishtakach Ovid Chavim Tavakoyim Beidani. An Ovid Chavim was found amongst the barrels of wine. Amarava Iisle L'shtamute Chamra Asir. if he has some sort of excuse, then the wine is going to be awesome. If he has some sort of excuse what he's doing there, then we have to be concerned that maybe he's being menasech as well. The ilo, but if he has no sort of excuse, chamra shari, then the wine is going to be mutter. Meisve asks the Gemara, nina lapunda ko shamlo shamar aser, that if I close the door or the you tell the guy, watch my wine for me, it's going to be aser. Even though you never asked him to go into the room, you asked him to watch it from the outside, still your choshesh that he has to, that he has gone in and he's been menasech liayin. My love, afal gav de lesle lishtamute. Isn't this in a case where he has no excuse to go inside and still we're choshesh that he's menasech liayin? Says Marlo, bidisle lishtamute. Who said we're talking about a case where he has no excuse to go inside? Maybe we are talking about a case where he does have an excuse to go inside. So that's not a raya at all. Says Gemara further now, story number 5. Jew and non-Jew were sitting and they were drinking wine. Shama Yisrael called Tzliya Be'Kanishta. The Jew heard that it's time for davening. He hears the call of the tefillah from the Beis HaKnesses next door, so it's time to go to daven. So Kamva Azali goes to daven. Amar Rava Chamra Shari, but he left his wine alone with the Ovid Chavim. Rava says, yeah, the wine is mutter. Why is the wine mutter? The non-Jew is waiting. At any moment, he thinks the Jew is going to remember and he's going to realize that he left wine unattended with me and he's going to come back to get the wine. So even though he may assume that davening is going to take X amount of time and that he's got some time where he's not going to get caught doing anything, no, he's going to think that the Jew's going to leave early because he's going to realize that he left all of his wine there. Now the said that if a Nachri is left with wine, there's a chilik between a case where the Jew lets him know that I'm going to be gone for a while and a case where the Jew doesn't let him know I'm going to be gone for a while. I mean, it's okay to leave a guy alone with the wine if the guy thinks he might be coming back at any moment. But if you say, oh, I'm going out for a long time now, and then it's going to be more of a problem. So Tosfos explains that Rava's teaching us a chiddush that when you go to daven, that's not the same as telling a person that I'm going to be gone for a while, even though the guy knows that it takes a long time to daven, but the guy is choshesh that you might come back. The Ravid says that the chiddush is that the guy thinks that even when you're engaged in a dvar mitzvah like tefillah, this is also dvar mitzvah to save your yayin, and therefore he thinks that you're going to interrupt the tefillah in order to come back for the yayin. The Ritva quotes from the Ra'ah over here that it's only if you went to daven while you were drinking, that's when the Nachri is going to be choshesh that you're going to remember, even though you haven't finished drinking. But if you were not in middle of drinking, then it's the same as going for a long time. He's not going to think that you're going to come back and be thinking about the wine. You'll be thinking about the wine because that's what you were in the middle of doing right at that moment. There's a machlokas rishonim. If this halacha is only when you go to daven that the nachri is going to be choshesh that you're going to remember and come back, because you could daven in your house as well. So even though tefillah b'tzibur, you're not going to have tefillah b'tzibur, but you'll still be able to daven. But let's say you go to something that there's no opportunity to do anywhere but where you're doing it. Meaning when it comes to tefillah, so the guy thinks, yeah, he might come back because he could pray at home as well. So he's not going to, he won't have a minion, but he'll come back and he'll interrupt the tefillah because, granted, he'll miss out on the minyan, but he could pray at home. But what if you're going to do something that you have no ability to do at home? You go to a merchatz or something like that you can only bathe in the merchatz. So it could be, in that case, some of the rishonim suggest the guy is not going to be choshesh you're going to come home, because when you come home, you will have lost the opportunity to do what it is that you're trying to do. The Rashba raises the question, why don't we say this svara even when you let him know that you're going to be gone for a while? We said in the Mishnah, Samach Tesam Ralph, Chavios Psuchos become Asa right away. Why don't we Choshesh that the guy is going to remember they left Chavios Psuchos and he's going to come back? So he says, so the Rashba says, it must be that's the Chilik, that it's Dafka when he's going for Tefillah that the guy is going to make this assumption. But when you go for other things, we don't think the guy is going to make this assumption. But the Torah says that there's no Chilik to be made, and even something that you can't do in your house, the guy is still going to be concerned that you might come back. Okay, story number six. A Jew and a non-Jew were on a boat. And a Jew heard the shofar of Ben Ashmashos, that they would blow on Erev Shabbos. Nafak v'yazel. So he goes, because it's time for Shabbos. Amar Rav Acham Rashari, the wine is going to be mutter. Meimar Amar Hashta Mitkale L'chamri V'hadarasi, because the guy is going to think to himself that the Jew is going to remember his wine at any moment, and he's going to come back. V'im Yishum Shabbata. Aye, what about the fact that it's Shabbos, and the Jew's not going to go on a boat on Shabbos? He's not allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos, so shouldn't the guy realize that the Jew's not coming back on Shabbos? So Amar Li Isugiura once explained to me what the mindset of a non-Jew is when it comes to the Shmir Shabbos of Jewish people. Isugiura had that unique insight because he's a ger. He used to be a non-Jew, and he said, "Ki avinan bar meyusan." When I used to be a guy, Amrinan, we used to say Yehudai lo menatri Shabbata. We used to think that this Shabbos thing, the Jews don't really do this Shabbos thing. They're not really Shomer Shabbos, because and we had a proof. Di menatri Shabbata kamakisi kamishtachti b'shuka. Because if they were in fact Shomrei Shabbos, how many wallets would be around, would be lying around the shuk, would be lying around the market? There's all these people that are coming into town. We see the Long Island Railroad, what it looks like, how packed the train is, like 2 minutes before Shabbos. So we know these people are stopping in town right before Shabbos. There's no way that people aren't stuck last minute with a wallet in their pocket. If they were really Shomrei Shabbos, then there's no way that we wouldn't find wallets all over the street. But here's what we didn't know. We didn't realize that they paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. We didn't have that level of knowledge. That if you find a kiss on Shabbos, a wallet on Shabbos, you don't have to leave it there. You could carry it less than dollar amos at a time, and there's an eitzah to get it home. So that's what we didn't realize. But we thought that the Jews were not really Shomer Shabbos. So this guy that's on a boat, and the Jew ran out to go catch Shabbos because he heard the kol shofar to go catch Shabbos, the guy's going to think that the Jew's going to come back at any time, even though in reality, the Jew is not going to come back at any time. Now, the idea of Shoma kol shofar, so Rashi writes, that they used to have a practice of being tokeya, to be mavdil, ben kodesh l'chol, they would blow shofros. And the Gemara says this in a few places, in Masech HaShabbos, that they would blow sheish tekiyos on Erev Shabbos to stop people from doing malacha. The Rambam, in the fifth paragraph of Shabbos, writes that in all medinos va'ayaros, where there are Jewish people, all Jewish communities, they are tokeya sheish tekiyos. So the Maaser Rokeach on the Rambam says, you see that this is something that's done even in Chutz La'aretz. All Jewish communities should be blowing tekiyos to let people know. And he proves it from many places in Shas. In Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Sim Reish Nuvav, Shulchan Aruch writes, when Yisrael is b'yishuvan, when the Jewish people are living in peace, they should blow Sheish Tekiyos in Erev Shabbos. And the Rama writes, v'nagu b'kilos hakadoshos, that when it's a half hour or an hour before Shabbos, that the Shliach Tzibur announces that everyone should prepare for Shabbos, and that takes the place of the tekiyos that they used to have. Like a reminder email or something, an announcement that goes out that everyone should stop what they're doing and get ready for Shabbos. So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that nowadays we no longer are tokeya, that's no longer a minhag. Instead, we do something else to announce that everyone should be prepared for Shabbos. Kaf HaChaim, I have a quote from a Ruach Chaim that the minhag only stopped because of pachad ha-goyim. But he says if you don't have pachad from the goyim and you want to continue such a practice b'zman hazeh, he says it's entirely appropriate to continue such a practice. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael you'll hear they have sirens or whatever to announce that Shabbos is coming. So it's a beautiful thing that a person should have that ability. Now the other interesting thing that comes out of this story is the psak of Rabbi Yitzchak. Now you motzei kiss b'Shabbos, so you take it less than dalet amos at a time. So Rashi explains that you stop to rest in the middle of the halicha. You go less than dalet amos and you take a little break so that you don't have an akira at an anacha and dalet amos of transfer in between, because that would be a violation of melechas hotza'ah. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that you have to rest every less than 4 amos, because otherwise, even if you, I mean, you have to actually sit every less than 4 amos. Stopping is not enough, because it's still going to be considered a halicha achas. And even in the Carmelis, you'd be chayv malchus midrabanan. And that sheet is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that it's not enough to just stand still, but you actually have to sit down. Magen Avraham wonders where that's from, meaning the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafei and Beis, says that if you're only lafush be'emtza halicha, if you stop to rest in the middle of walking, dal ramos, you're potter. And Rabbi Yeruchim himself paskins that. And he explains that since... So he suggests that maybe if you're really omid lafush, you're really resting because you're schlepping something very heavy, so you taka need to rest every less than dalet amos, eno chinam, you don't have to sit. What Rabbi Yeruchim is saying is, if it's just a game, you could really, you're not really resting, you can just keep going, you're just trying to avoid carrying on Shabbos, and that's the whole reason for your dalet amos, then you're going to have to actually sit, because that's all considered part of the halicha if you're not really resting. That's what Shlomo Kluger brings a raya from the Magen Avraham. Shlomo Kluger then extends that. He says, oh, and if that's true in Hilchos Shabbos, that's true by every other Isra as well. All Isra in the Torah, let's say there's an Isra Achil in the Torah. If you stop in the middle of eating, just so that your achila is not going to be mitzaref, then it's not going to help, because all you were doing was to try to prevent your achila from being mitzaref. Meaning the idea that a kazayis only b'kdei achilas pras counts as an achila, but if eaten longer than a kdei achilas pras does not count as an achila. That's if you are naturally eating it longer than a kdei achilas pras. But if you're just trying to avoid the status of achila, then it's not going to work. That's the suggestion, which would be an enormous chumrah to suggest such a thing. All the idea of shiurim and Yom Kippur, right, that it would all go out the window, because you're really trying to have a whole drink of water, let's say, but you just know that you're not allowed to have it in X amount of time, so it would be an enormous chumrah. But that's what they suggest based on this, that's what Shlomo Kluger suggests, based on this Magen Avraham. Rav Shlomo Zalman in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simul Chaf Aleph in Milcha Shlomo disagrees entirely. He says that by Achilas and Yom HaKippurim, the Torah's makbid is makbid on Yishuv Daito Shel Adam. Daito is not misyasheves when you're eating a koseves, it's not a kazai, koseves in pachs mikdei achilas pras. Meaning the nature of the Yisra in Yom Kippur is to eat in a way that will actually satisfy a hunger. It does not satisfy a hunger when you eat in less than a kadei achilas pras. So it could be that he's right about everything else, that when you're eating nevela and when you're eating trefa and davet hameh and all those things, could be he's right about all that, but not in Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is an entirely different story, since the nature of the Yisra is a different Isser. Okay, says the Gemara further now. The story number 7, I believe, we're up to. Hahu Aryeh Davenoyim B'ma'atzarta. There was a lion that was roaring in a wine press. So that's scary. You're in a wine press and you hear a lion is there. So this normally when we see lions, it's in the zoo. It's not scary at all. They're sleeping and they're behind the partition or whatever. But you're in the wine press. You hear a lion. That's very, very scary. Shama Ovid Chavim Tasha Beni Dani. So what does the Ovid Chavim do when he hears that? He hides amongst the barrels. He doesn't want the lion to see him. Amarava Cham Rashari. Rava says the wine is mutter. Why? Maybe while he's sitting there, he'll just be Menasei Chayin Avodazara. You try to, Lahavdil to get, amass some zuchuyos, to protect himself or something. So maybe he'll be Menasei Chayin Avodazara. No, Meimar Amar Kiyechid Tashina Anoa Itchanami Yisrael Achorai V'Kachazili. Because he probably thinks, I don't see anybody else here right now, but that's because there's a lion here. So whoever's here is probably hiding. There might be a Jew that's hiding here as well. And if I start being Menasech, the Jew will catch me. Story number 8. Hanu Ganvi Desalki L'Pumbadisa U'Pascha Chavisa Tuva. There were these Ganavim that went to Pumbadisa and they opened up many barrels. Amarava Chamra Shari. The wine is all mutter. My timer. Ruba Ganvi Yisrael Ninhu. Most of these Ganavim are Jews. Have a uvda, so you can rely on the rov. Jews are not nechshad to be menasech yayin. Have a uvda ben ardai va'amr Shmuel chamra shari. Such an episode happened in Ardai, and Shmuel paskin the wine is mutter. So says more. Why does he paskin the wine is mutter? Kiman ki Rabbi Eliezer is he assuming like Rabbi Eliezer damer suffik bia tahar, where Rabbi Eliezer holds that if there's a suffik whether you even went into the place where the tumah is, that's going to be tar even berushos hayachid, meaning the halacha is. Safik to Mershus Yachid is Tameh. Safik to Mershus Rabim is Tahar. But what does it mean, Safik to Mershus Yachid? It means that you were definitely in the problematic area. We're just not sure if you actually came in contact with the Tumah or not. That's Safik Tumah. But Reb Lazar says, if you're not even sure that you were in the area that's a Shaila, you're not even sure that you're in the area that's a problem, then you're going to be Tahar. Ditnan, the Mishnah tells us, Haniklas Lebika, B'yimos HaGeshamim. You go to a Bika, an area that has many, many fields. One of those fields has a tumah problem, and you go there during the winter time when no one's there. So it's a rishus hayachid. I mean, rishus hayachid when it comes to tumah and tahara is defined differently than rishus hayachid and rishus rabim when it comes to Shabbos. It's purely based on number of people that are around. So there are many people around in these fields during the yamos hagesham. It's all muddy. It's not a place where people want to be. So there aren't people around. It's rishus hayachid. V'tumah besad aplonus, and there's tumah in one of the fields. And the guy says, well, I definitely went to that general vicinity, but I don't know if I entered the problematic field or not. If you have a suffix whether you entered the place that's problematic, then you're tar. But if you have a suffix whether you touched the tumma, but you know that you entered the place that's problematic, you just don't know if you touched the tumma, then you're going to be tameh. So aren't we assuming the same thing over here as well, that we have a suffix whether the guy actually ever contacted any, came into to the vicinity of any of this wine? Says, we're not assuming like Rabbi Lazar. Why would we assume like Rabbi Lazar? We assume all suffix tumah versus yachid is tameh. No, the reason why we're making love here with the wine is because we have a svek sveka. We don't know if even if the guy did open the barrels, he may not have been menasech because he's looking for money. He's not looking to be menasech chayin. He's not on a religious mission when he's going pillaging through a city. As Rashi points out in the bottom Rashi, have a svek sveka, suffix yisrael, suffix chavim. First, you have a suffix whether it's Jew or non-Jew. And even if it's a non-Jew, safik naga, safik lo naga, you don't know if he touched the wine or not. And even the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Lezer would agree to this. You should know the whole machlok Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer is only if the entire problematic field is problematic. The whole field is full of tumah. That if he would have gone into that field, he definitely was ma'ihil on tumah. That would be where it's only one suffix. But let's say you had a field that had a kever somewhere in that field, but not the entire field. And then you have a suffix whether you entered that field at all. So then even the Rabbanan would agree that it's tahar, because you have a svek sveka, suffix maybe I entered the field, maybe I didn't. And even if I did enter the field, suffik whether I came into any contact with the tumah or not. Story number 9. Hahira Visa, there was a young woman, Dishtakach Tavz Beidani, Vavz Nikita Ofya Biyada, that she was found amongst barrels of wine. This is a young woman who's an Ovedas Kochavim. She's found amongst barrels of wine, and she has foam from, it looks like wine foam, on her hands. So Amar Rava Chamra Shari, Rava says the wine is totally mutter. Emar Migavad de Chavisa Shakalte, it could be the outside of the barrel was foaming, and she wiped it off the outside of the barrel. You come home, and the housekeeper or something has a shmata with wine foam all over it. So she saw the outside of the barrel had some foam, so she wiped off the outside of the barrel. The Avagav de Lekasu, you don't see any more foam on the outside of the barrel. Yeah, because she wiped it off. It's not that it's like a makkah that's happening in your house that all your barrels started foaming. She saw a barrel that was foaming, so she wiped it off from the outside, and that's what happened. Now, how important is it that she's a young woman? in this case. So Rashi makes a big deal about that. Rashi says it has to be that she's a tinokas, and that's why she doesn't know about nisuch, so she's not going to bother to try to touch the wine. But if she was a nara, she was a little bit older, we would never be tola lekula. However, it says Tosos, miu lo matzinu chilugze, and in my Tosos it says b'shuk makom. I assume that's a typo. It should be b'shum makom. I assume maybe other gemaras have it correct on the third, fourth line of the page. Shum makom. Okay, so we got to speak to the people who publish my gemara. So we don't find this chiluk b'shum makom. We don't find this chiluk anywhere. L'chein yirat elav dafka ravi. So he says that the story happened with a young girl. You know, whenever the gemara tells halachic stories, you always have to try to figure out which details of the story are important la halacha and which are just the way the story happened. It happened to be with a young girl, says Tosos. But lav dafka ravi. So what din gadola el duvda hachiava? It just happens to be the story happened this way. And then says Tosos, but you know what? Bizman hazeh, even according to Rashi, it wouldn't make a difference anymore, because Rashi said, what was the difference? That older women are, the older of the chavim women are more familiar with nisuch. He says, not anymore. Bizman hazeh, no one is. There's no one that has any familiarity with nisuch, and therefore there's no one that's a real baki b'nisuch, and therefore everyone would have the status of a ravisa of the young woman. Story number 10. Ha'upul Musa de Salik l'Narda. A troop of an army came through Narda. Paschu chavisa tuva, they opened up a whole bunch of barrels. Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Uvda Ava Kamid Rav Lazar Vishara. One time such a thing happened with Rav Lazar and he was matir. But v'lo yadana, we weren't sure why he was matir. Imishum desavla Rabbi Eliezer, Tamar Savik Bia Tahar. Is it because he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that Savik Bia Tahar, that we're not sure if the guy even came into contact with any of this wine? Imishum desavla Rubadazi Badipul Musa Yisrael Ninu. Or is it that he assumes that that most of the people that are that come in these troops are Jewish people, so you don't have to be worried about nisuch? So we weren't sure what a svara was, and it would be a big nafkamina for us, he's saying, because by us it happens to be that they're not mostly Jewish. So ihachi hai safik bia safik magahu. No, that's not a safik bia, that's a safik magah. Kivin de miftuchi tuva ema dait de monopasuk safik bia dami. It says, no, it's not a safik magah, since they're opening up so many of them, we assume that they're just looking for money, and therefore would have the status of safik bia, not Suffolk Magad. If you look at Rashi, Kivin de Miftuch Chituva, Harbe Yosem Gdei Tzork Shdiyasad. They're opening up many more barrels than they need to drink. So Mucha Milsa Dadaita to Monopaschi. So they're obviously not opening the wine to be Menasech or to drink. They're opening up the wine because they want money. Ubinevo Sayyid to read these. So they're too busy with the Ganving. Vidami Lubelosha Shenichlas Aliyar Bishas Mulchama. It's similar to troops that come through during a time of Muhammad. Dikhtani Masnis Neilveilu Mutaros Hilkachad, where the Mishnah says that even the Yeshus Kohen is going to be mutzer because they're not going to have time to have bia. Hilka chavagav the savik magahu kibin the muchamil salakula kesavik bia dami. So over here as well, since it's even though it's a savik maga, but since it's muchach that they're not being menasech, we treat it like savik bia, not like savik maga. It's interesting that you have these Jewish people that are coming through. Meaning when it's Rov Yisrael, we say okay, so it's not a problem of negias hayayin. What kinds of Jews are these that are coming through and they're opening up strangers' barrels of wine? They're taking things from other people. So we have a psak halacha in Shulchan Aruch based in Rishonim that if a mechal Shabbos paresia is nogea b'yayin, that's also going to aser your yayin, because we assume that he's chashed. So it's machalach Rishonim. What exactly the concern is? Do we assume that he's chashed to allow since he's mechal Shabbos, he'll allow gayim to touch the yayin, or do we assume that it's not that he's going to allow gayim, that he himself is a problem, that they made a gzera for the mechal Shabbos himself? Big enough. A person has a Seder and they have some non-religious relatives at the Seder. They don't have non-Jews at the Seder because that's Aser, and it's also inappropriate, but it's certainly Aser and Yantif to invite non-Jews for a Yantif Su'uda, but they have non-religious Jews at the Seder, so should they be careful that all their Yayin be Mevushal? So probably they should be careful that the Yayin be Yayin Mevushal. Okay, story number 11. Hayim Suvisa de Masrele Iklidim Avtech Lavod Chavim. Kavim. A woman gave Mafteach the key to the Ovid Kavim. Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Lazar, Uvda of the Bei Midrash of Amru, Lo Masrula El Shmiris Mafteach Bavad. She only gave her authorization to watch the key, not to do anything else. Amr by Afan and Ami Tanina, Mosr Mafteach Islam Maharetz, and we have a similar Allah by Nam Aretz, that you give a Mafteach to the Am Aretz, Taros of Taros. Your Taros are still okay. Lefish Lo Masrula El Shmiris Mafteach Bavad. All you gave them is the authority to watch the key, not to use it. Hash the Taros of Taros, Yai Nesach and Yubai. So if we're Makel on Taros, we're for sure Makel on Yai Nesach. Says Gemara, is that a Cheshbin? Lememra de Taros Alimim Yai Nesach? Do you mean to suggest normally we're more machmir about Taros than we are about Yai Nesach? In, that's exactly right. You have a chatzar between you and an amaretz that you divide with a very low fence, and it's easy to reach from one side to the other. Amarav, taros of tameos, that the taros are tamei, you have to assume the amaretz reached over. But we have to be so machmir by yayin nesach. Rabbi Yochanan amarav taros of taros. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to be so machmir about the taros either. But you see, we're more inclined to be machmir about taros than we are about yayin nesach. So now, just in this machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, meisvei, hapnim shel chavrach chitzon shel amaretz. The chaver lives on the inside. The amaretz lives on the outside. Also, chaver shoteach sham peros umniach sham kelim. The chaver puts out all of his tar things. Afal pisha yadu shel amaretz magas l'sham. And even though the amaretz could reach, we're not worried about it. Kasha l'rav, it's kasha. And Rav says we are. Amar lach Rav, shayni yasim shnitvas lav kiganim. He's going to have no excuse if he reaches over. That's why we're not worried in that case. Tashma, second writer. Shungum liolomer gagu shel chaver l'malam megagu shel amaretz. The chaver lives on a higher gag than the amaretz. Also, chaver shoteach. As long as the chaver keeps his stuff out of the reach of the amaretz, it's fine. But if it's not out of the reach of the amaretz, it's a problem. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, it's Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, who's always Mekil. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Shain Yasin, Disli Ishtamut, Meimaram, Mitsuri, Kamimatsra. No, the guy will have the amaretz will have an excuse. He's measuring for the border, for the fence, or something like that. So that could be his excuse, and therefore he's not afraid to touch. Tashma, third and final raya. Gagosh shall cover betzad gagosh shall amaretz. You have parallel roofs. Also, chaver shoteach sham peros uminiach sham kelim v'alpi shiodu shal maritz megas l'sham, that the chaver could put out all of his taros and he doesn't have to worry, even though the amaretz could reach. Kasha l'rav, it's kasha, and rav was machmir. Samalach rav. Rav would say, you're right, that's against me. But la vikar b'shem gamliel, d'kai kavasi anadamri k'rav b'shem gamliel. But I happens to be machlokas tanoim, and I paskin like rav b'shem gamliel, who holds that we need to be concerned, that we need to be machmir, that the amaretz may be metame all of your taros. Okay, b'shem will pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.